If you would, for our devotional, open your Bibles to Colossians, the third chapter. Colossians chapter 3, and maybe you didn't know this, but it's a very interesting chapter. Chapter 2, of course, we see in verse 12, we're given the mechanics of salvation, right? And we're reminded of how we die together with Christ in baptism. This is work of God. And so something I want us to think about here real quick, and I just want to get a couple highlights in chapter 3. You know, of course, the Bible teaches us, we're saved by baptism, right? 1 Peter 3:21, we're clothed with Christ in baptism, Galatians 3:27, and many, many other verses. But I think sometimes we need to be reminded of what needs to happen after we obey the gospel. And so Colossians 3 here, Paul describes several things that should be true of those who've been raised together with Christ. And really it's a list. And, hopefully we can honestly ask ourselves, are these areas of things that I've been working on or I need to work on? And it's a really fascinating chapter, right? So this is a self-inventory chapter, let's call it that. And so just go through some of this. So since you've been baptized, verse 1, Colossians 3, you should pursue things that are above, right? Set your mind on things above. Verse 2, right? Allow spiritual things to consume your thinking. Verses 3 and 4, right? Looking forward to being with Jesus in glory, right? Is that something you focus on a regular basis? Verses 5 through 9, right? Engage in constantly killing off sinful habits like lust and lying and greed and impurity and sexual immorality and anger and slander and filthy speech. Verse 10, increase your knowledge about God and let it change your heart. Verse 11, remove, I guess we say prejudicial thoughts of others from your heart and from your mind. Verse 12, develop a more compassionate and tender heart toward others. Verse 13, be more forgiving of others who've wronged you. Verse 15, enjoy God's peace and trust that he's in control. Verse 16, 16 and 17, we probably know that pretty well. Sing and praise God and worship as an appreciation for his saving grace. Verse 17, live a life of submission to the authority of Jesus and do so with a thankful heart. Obey your parents and honor them, verse 20. Verse 21, be gentle toward your children. Cultivate a loving relationship with them, right? Lead them in the right way. And then finally, verses 22 to 25, work honestly and consistently. God's watching and others are watching, right? We want to honor and glorify God in that. So just a wonderful chapter I wanted us to think about, right? Baptism, of course, is part of the plan of salvation, right? That's when we're clothed with Christ with that response of faith. However, our life after baptism is important, right? What kind of work you put it in? That's the question. And so honestly go through Colossians 3 and do that self-inventory, and it'll be very beneficial for you. So this evening, if you are here and you've never been baptized into Christ, let's take care of that this evening. That's where it begins. But don't make that decision lightly. Count the cost. Just like this little devotional here, right? There's a lot of expectations of you once you do that. It's not, I got baptized and you get some kind of ticket into heaven. It doesn't work like that. Now you get to put into work. And of course, we're working because we're saved, not to get saved. So if you're subject to the gospel invitation or you have any other spiritual need, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.